note to self is just really a reminder to yourself.
I just really want to create a platform, you know, for creatives and entrepreneurs, you know. As long as you have trust, faith, you know, the universe is always going to have your back. And that's my note to self.
I can feel a vibe, hustle on the rise. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. All she want is time, all she want is time. Look me in my eyes, call me on my lies. Lock the city down till the summertime.
Welcome back. This is your host, Jariah. And today I have a special guest who is a close friend of mine. So I'm gonna go ahead and allow him to introduce himself.
I'm Josh. I'm from Middletown, New York. Well, I'm not from Middletown, New York, but I'm from New York. But, yeah, that's kind of where I know Jariah from, so, you know.
Yeah, I hate telling people from Middletown. Well, people from, like New York.
I just like New York.
Right.
I don't really jack that Middletown.
Right. Yeah, you got to do a whole lot of explaining and stuff like that, to where it's located. I'm like, you know what, never mind. Alrighty, so today's episode we're going to talk about is just releasing, reconnecting, and, you know, just recharging. So, as far as releasing, why do you think releasing is beneficial for us? Like,
well, it's like we hold in like a lot of energy that's not really ours and shit like that, like. We holding on to it, and it's not even beneficial to us no more. You know what I'm saying? Like, we doing all this to hold on to basically what the media is telling us and things like that. Like, we hold on to all that energy, and it's not even useful no more. So we should go ahead, you know, kind of, you know, cut the noise. I call it noise, like all the media and stuff like that. You know, I think we gotta quiet that all out, you know what I'm saying, and get back to what our real energy is, you know. Just getting back to who you are as a person is always beneficial, because it's really empowering, you know what I'm saying. Like, just getting back to who you are is a special feeling, you know. So I mean, that's why I release, you know.
Yeah, no, I definitely feel you 100% on that, because, like, I just feel like you're holding, like you said, to unnecessary energy. That's really, you could be blocking your own blessing by holding on to unnecessary energy, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I experienced that myself. I was holding on to unnecessary energy, and I wasn't moving anywhere in my life, you know? So that's why I definitely feel it's beneficial for us to, you know, to release and let go. And also, too, I was going to ask you, how do you normally release, like, or let go, I would say?
So, for me, I mean, there's a lot of different ways to do so. You know, whatever. I think people should try different ways that, you know, would best benefit them. But for me, straight meditation. really, it's about, like I said, quieting all the noise. So I go through the process of first quieting the mind, getting to a quiet spot, right? And then I just start letting the thoughts come to me, right? And once I start letting the thoughts flow, I start picking those thoughts apart, you know what I'm saying? Like, all right, so once I start getting thoughts, when I'm quiet, you know, you quiet, you're straight you and your thoughts. What thoughts are coming to your mind, right? That's how you're going to gauge where you are. You feel me? Like, what are you thinking about when there's nothing on, you know? Like, you're not getting fed no media, no music, no TV. You're not getting fed nothing. It's just you and your thoughts, you and your mind. So I started thinking about those thoughts. Right? I started, you know, letting the thoughts flow. And then I started thinking about why I'm getting those thoughts. Like, why do I have those thoughts? There might be some events that happened in the past. You know what I'm saying? And I know some people, it's kind of hard for them to remember kind of, because a lot of the time we suppress trauma and stuff like that. We'll suppress the thoughts or something like that so we don't have to feel it, because a lot of people don't want to feel the pain of what it might, you know, to mean to release some of this stuff.
Right.
Sometimes that could be painful, because a lot of us, we attach our who we are, our identity, behind the trauma that we had, you know what I'm saying? So,
right.
So I started thinking about those thoughts, thinking about the events that caused these thoughts, right? So, like, sometimes it's trauma associated, sometimes something good, you know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
It's just about, it's all for growth, you know what I mean? It's all for growth. So I started thinking about those thoughts, whatever comes to mind, and seeing if I'm responding to situations the same way I responded when I was younger, you know what I mean? Like, if I was responding to something the same way as I did as a kid, out of hurt or out of pain, then that means I didn't grow, you know? I didn't grow any, and I start taking those situations, and I start picking them apart, and then I start seeing, okay, what's a more mature way to respond to something, or, like, right. if somebody pulling fun me or something like that, and before, it's just straight fuck you, you know what I mean? Like, straight up, like, right. I'm mad, you know, now, you know, but, taking the time out to, like, take a step back and thinking about, all right, why am I getting so heated? Like, you know, we on the road, let me calm down, you feel me? Like, you know, and then, that really starts getting, like, that process starts becoming faster. When you keep doing it,
mm-hmm.
you'll be able to release some of that, like, that stress that builds up or something like that. You'll be able to release that quick, you know, release that, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
But that's what I do, specifically, you know, meditate. That's my biggest thing.
Yeah, same here. I like to meditate. I think I got good at meditating, because before I used to be, like, my anger, like, I never used to think before I reacted to certain things, so I'm like, I used to release in a negative way. Now I have learned to release in more of a positive way, and I don't really force it, you know, because some people try to force things. I'm like, you really can't force it. Sometimes you just gotta let it, you know, flow. So, but
and then sometimes with that, mm-hmm. I think you have like what you're doing right now with your podcast, I think there's positive ways to release the energy, you know what I'm saying? Like, creative ways to release the energy.
Right.
I think that's also another way, you know what I mean? A lot of people, they into art, music, all that. That's just all ways to release, you know, some of that built up energy.
Yeah, therapeutic. You do it
in a positive way. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. What else I was gonna say? As far as releasing, reconnecting with ourselves, you know, because a lot of people, you know, swear they know themselves or love themselves, you know. So why do you think it's important for us to really, like, dive in and tap in and reconnect with our true selves?
Really, because, like, for me, I wasn't, like, happy when I really know who I am, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just, like you said, just going around being angry and upset, like, I was just mad. I'm like, why are you mad, bro? And it's because, like, I didn't know, you know, who I was or what I wanted to be. You know what I'm saying? What I wanted out of life. And I just think that a lot of us take on, like, other people's thoughts about who we are. You know what I'm saying? Who we are, what we want to be. I think we take on a lot of, that's why I say, like, the media stuff, like, That's all programmed, you know, to try to get us to be a certain way, when a lot of us don't even resonate with some of it. We just do it because it's popular. That, you know, that's the way that's the way everybody else is moving. So, I feel like if you who you are truly, you really shouldn't be upset. You shouldn't be angry all the time. You know what I'm saying? Like, you should be comfortable in your own skin, because you live in your life, you know, you live in your truth and who you want to be, so you shouldn't really be upset.
Yeah, I definitely feel on that. I'm like, I think too, it takes certain situations for people to really reconnect to themselves, you know, have that awakening and stuff like that. I'm just like, I know it took, I'm still learning, honestly. I don't have it all together yet, so I'm still,
everybody, you know, and we young, so it's like, it's going to be a growing process, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Like, everything's going to be, it's all about growth. Everything in life, if you're not growing, if you're not trying to grow, I think that's where it's like, that's where the problem is. You know, everybody likes to stay stagnant or whatever, but the people who are really growing, those are the people who I want to be around, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't know how people are comfortable without, like, you know, just staying stagnant. It's just like, yo, you don't feel that? Like, you don't feel in a rut? Like, especially if you ain't got nothing going on for yourself. It's like, yo, like, you really comfortable sitting. It's like not taking a shower for days. Like, you really comfortable sitting in filth. That's how I see it.
Yeah, yeah.
But, we'll
see. Like you sitting in the energy.
Exactly. Exactly. The next one is recharge. So, I know you mentioned, well, meditation as releasing. What about recharging?
Recharging, shoot, that's nature. That's me getting in nature.
Right.
And I mean, a lot of people that know, I like water, like waterfalls, shit like that. But I mean, you could be doing anything that you personally enjoy doing. You know that, like you write. You know what I'm saying? People write. People do. You know what I'm saying? You just gotta find. And a lot of people don't even know what that is. You feel me? All they do is watch TV. They do a video game. But that ain't really, I don't think that's really connecting you to nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think that's who you truly are. And I think there's a lot of distractions. That's why I said releasing is the releasing the distractions and the image that, you know, the media might put on you. I think, I don't know if you just heard that, but that's my alarm. you know, I forgot what I was saying. I just think that we need to do things that we resonate with. And like I said, that for me, that's being in nature. That's getting connected back to the source. You know where we come from, and all that. Getting rid of all the the artificial energy, because you know this man-made stuff is just.
Mm-hmm.
It's sending out a vibration. It's off. It's throwing off our original vibration. You know what I'm saying? It's just throwing us all off. And I call it like a frequency disordinance. You know what I'm saying? It's like we vibrating at one frequency, and then the frequency and the energy that the media and stuff is throwing at you is throwing it all. It's throwing us off, right? And we gotta get we gotta come back to being grounded within ourselves. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah, I feel like some people try to like recharge in a negative way. Like, say for instance, you had a long day at work, people gonna want to hit the bar all of a sudden. like that's gonna like fix them or something like that. And you know, it may for others, but I know for me, yeah, it's a no go. Like, I can't drink to recharge.
I mean, the bar. If you're in the bar, right? If you're in the bar to drink or something like that, I don't think you actually addressing the problem. I think you just you go back to distracting yourself, right? You got a problem, and if you're drinking your problems away or smoking your problems away, you're just distracting yourself from what the real problem is. You know,
never just hiding.
It. People don't. That's the biggest part. Yeah, you hiding. People don't want to address the feeling because they don't want to feel pain. They don't. But that's the thing for me. In pain or that's where all the growth is. Like when you're working out, when you're in the gym, all you feel is the pain, right? But you know. After the fact, it's all, you know, what you're going to get after. You're going to get the better body. You're going to get, you know, bigger muscles. It's all, your body got to break down before it builds up. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I think we got to do with our energy and with our mind. We got to break it down, get rid of anything that's not right for us so that we can build it up on a even, you know, on a better, stronger foundation.
Yeah. No, I used to use I'm starting to get back into it, but the gym, like, to kind of recharge and, you know, to kind of, it's just therapeutic for me to kind of, like, release and all of that stuff, so, yeah, that's...
And, I mean, that's another positive way to release, or to reconnect with, you know, I know a lot of people resonate with that. I know dudes, too, you know, you're in the gym, and you blowing up steam, that's a positive thing, you know what I'm saying?
And you're going hard, I'm like, whoa. So just kind of tell the people a little bit about yourself and like, you know, what your basically goals are and stuff like that. You don't got to get into detail because, you know, when you want to ruin the manifestation, but, you know, just kind of tell them a little about yourself and what you got going on.
Yeah. So, you know, like I said, I'm from New York and shit. I was going to go to college, but then I saw that debt. Emily, I'm like, nah, I'm gonna pick it up a little bit. So I went to the military. I was in the military. I was in the Air Force. I was in the meteorology in the Air Force. That's really when I kind of got spiritual in the Air Force. I'm Hawaii. I just started, like, experiencing new things, you know? And that's another thing I think is important for a lot of people, to kind of come out your comfort zone a little bit. Because, like I said, that people don't want to feel the pain, or, you know, really pain is discomfort. You know, people don't want to feel discomfort. But in that discomfort is where I found the biggest growth, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
I was kind of by myself, you know, off out there, 1,000 miles away from home, all that. And that's when I started getting that higher source, that higher power of God, that it really started speaking to me, you know what I'm saying? Like, so that's when I started looking up, really, I was trying to learn my history, you know what I'm saying? I was trying to learn who we actually are, you know, as Black people, you know, I'm trying to learn, trying to figure it out. You know, I started studying the greats, listening to lectures, listening to videos, but then that kind of turned into, you know, wanting to have my own business, you know, my own creation and stuff like that. So, you know, I talk to you about it. I'm trying to get into the real estate game. That's really what my what I'm all about now. I'm trying to get into that real estate tap there. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, that's where the money's at, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, the real estate is huge, and people think, I mean, yeah, it's gonna take some time, but that's like everything else, you know, everything, especially if you're trying to, like, you know, have that good quality and stuff like that, really want to make it long lasting, things take time and stuff like that. So,
and I mean, and it's ways, and I think a lot of people don't even know that their dream is more obtainable than mm-hmm. they think, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like,
yeah.
there's hella ways, but I just think, like I said before, there's mad distractions out here that keeps us away from what, you know, our path and our goals. I feel like this. The mind, right?
Mm-hmm.
The mind, I see it as like a mirror, right? And mm-hmm. and who you are and your mind and who you really are, your soul and your mind are two different things. But your mind is, and what happens is, with media and what pushing out, it's like, so now you're looking through your mirror, you're looking through your mind at yourself, because that mirror's for is to look at yourself, you're looking at your mind, but now you got all these stains on the mirror, you know what I'm saying, from what the media and what society, you got all those things, so now you're looking at yourself, and you're seeing it through a dirty mirror, that you're not even getting the full picture, you know what I'm saying? That's why I'm like, you gotta rewind, get ready, and just you know, who you wanna be, you know what I'm saying? And what you wanna, like, and you gotta go for it.
Yeah.
But you gotta get rid of all that extra stuff, this month, and making the mirror blurry, you gotta get rid of that, put your mind on a goal, and just go after it, you know what I'm saying?
So, yeah, gotta get tunnel vision. I be telling people, like, y'all not missing out on anything. When you chasing your dreams, you're not missing out on nothing, because it's kind of like the things you think you're missing out on, you stop chasing your dreams, and you're like, yo, this wasn't even worth it for stopping. You know what I'm saying? Like, stuff like that. I've done that before. I'm like, you know what? That's why I don't let nothing distract me no more. I don't. Like, I'm really, like, when I'm tunnel vision, that's it. Like, all that other stuff gets shut down. Anything else that is not beneficial towards my dream, everything else, it's just noise. Like, it's not adding value to my dream. If it don't add value to my dream, then I don't put energy or focus on it, you know? So. But, I'm gonna go ahead and wrap up this interview here. Just one question here. What would be your note to self, to, you know, to the people out there? It could be anything, a quote or anything. Like, what is your note to self?
For me, this year is a defined to staying focused with me. You know what I'm saying? Because I know this is not a distraction this year. You know, because the energy is stronger this year. But I know the people who are focused this year are thriving. You know what I'm saying? Don't let the media fool you. The people who are focused are still doing good. It's just, like I said, it's hella distractions. And it might be different obstacles, but that doesn't mean those obstacles aren't, you're not able to get over those obstacles. You know what I'm saying? So, Yeah, we really need focus. That's the main word for me this year, is focus.
Right.
All about focus.
I definitely feel you on that. Focus. Focus is a main, is my main priority for the rest of this year. So, but I do want to thank you for being my first interviewer. I'm like, it wasn't that. Oh, you're welcome. It wasn't that. Well, since I know you, it really wasn't that. Since we talk all the time, so it's like, you know, I'm like, it's easy. So,
but with that, let me let you know. Since we do talk, you know, off camera, that Jariah, y'all, she's real, yo. She really does this. You know what I'm saying? Like, off camera, she keep it 100, and she really about this growth. Like, you know, so you're not getting nobody different on camera. You know, people have those characters and those personalities when they get on camera. So nah, that's not how, you know what I'm saying? This is real. This is genuine. And Jariah got a progressive mind. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I think that's what is needed for the future, because you know, change is coming. A big change. Everybody can feel the change.
Right.
And, you know, people with a progressive mind, you gotta tap in, because, you know, you trying to keep up. So you gotta, you know, iron sharpens iron. So you gotta stick with the progressive mind and the people who are actually trying to expand their consciousness. So yeah, that's why I fuck with you personally. Right. To be honest.
It's the Gemini in me. It's the Gemini. I'm telling you, once we at like to set pace, it'd be. We gotta keep up. I'm telling you, because we always moving. But let them know your Instagram. I'll put it in the description in the podcast link. But let them know where they can follow you at.
Man, my Instagram is loveadub. LUV_OR_DUB. Loveadub.
Alrighty.
Well. You know me. I'll be on Instagram more. You know, I'll be on Instagram. So if you follow me, I'm gonna be active on Instagram. I'm gonna follow back and all that. So, right.
Alrighty, well, thank you for joining the show. This won't be the last time you'll hear of him, so we gotta get one of them. So.
Alright, I'll be around.
Alrighty, thank you.
Alright, much love. Thank you.
Alright, you're welcome. Alrighty, you guys, and that wraps up today's episode. So I hope you guys enjoy that episode. This was my first interview. There will be plenty more. You know, there'll be plenty more with visuals and stuff like that, but due to this whole COVID thing, you know, we gotta social distance. So, but I want to thank you guys for tapping in. Just let me know how you guys, what you guys liked about this episode. Feel free to follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and I'll see you guys next episode.
Cavana Forms, let my youngin' dry. Elevate my game for the 100th time. You can hold me down through these troubled times. I'll be another victim to my stubborn pride. Hold me down through these troubled times. Be another victim to my stubborn pride. Stuck in the grind. Stuck in the grind. I'm stuck in the grind. Look me in my